When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN2, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers were presented by Progressive Insurance. Damn.
Where's my broom at?
Yeah.
Where's my broom at? Paulie, can you bring me my broom? It's about to be a sweep, man.
Warriors ain't the Phoenix Suns, huh?
It's about to be a sweep. Like, Key, I'm going to tell you right now, the Golden State Warriors are the best team show in basketball. They're the best team show in basketball. Like, Wiggins and his versatility, the fit. Bring me that broom, Paulie. Bring me that broom. There it is. My God, Paulie.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Key.
How are you?
Bring it out. The dust always hits me in the face.
How was your weekend?
I stayed up late watching a lot of games, Key. It was one of those weekends where, like, the nights just blended right back into the day again. 9 p.m. start last night. But
can we go back to
8 p.m. start the other night.
Can we go back to the dust always hits me in the face? Do you have people tossing you brooms a lot?
Well, no, and this one obviously has not been cleaned, it feels like, in years. Probably since the time they started the Seaport. So that's where we are today.
You like to get your nose tickled, huh, Jay?
That's weird. No.
Why? You got a broom right there.
Who uses brooms to tickle's nose?
Well, I didn't necessarily – you don't have to use a broom. You can use a feather. you know, a lot of little things you can do to tickle your nostrils.
What? So,
you know.
Well, your nostrils. Let me see. Yeah.
Yours. Weekend was okay.
Yours.
It was nice out. Weather, obviously. Got a chance to see my son team play.
How'd they do?
Playoffs, a little 707 flag playoff game. They lost.
Hmm. How'd your son play?
He had another pick. Oh, that's good. Dropped another pick, had a pick.
Dropped a pick. Let me guess what was harped on after that game.
No, I didn't say anything. I just said, man, you got to run faster.
Dropping
and
the
Bentleys. I just gone about my business. Walk away and keep it moving.
Don't drop the Bentleys.
Yeah, he ain't going to do that, though. That's one thing he ain't going to do is drop the Bentleys. You know, it's all about the shoe game now, though, Max.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10-year-old kids looking to want, you know, they want them shoes that's online, Jay, that cost a grip.
They look like OBJ. But none of them play anywhere close to OBJ.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
All about how
drop
you look. You know how that is.
Yeah.
Kids come to the park with the new bronze, and like you don't get them dirty. You know that you at the park, right?
The social. No, my son Jay. I'm going to videotape you one day. He don't play that.
Well, you don't play his shoes getting dirty.
At all.
How you gonna, none of them kids. Get dirty when you on the football field.
No, he's wearing cleats.
Oh, the cleats. Yeah, that's
what I'm talking about. I'm talking about his shoes.
Oh, the shoes.
Game.
Shoes. Yeah.
He got a colder shoe game than you, and he 10.
What?
He got a colder shoe game than anybody on the show. I'm going to take some pictures of it and send it to you.
Start sending it to me so I can check
it out. No, I am. Colder shoe game.
Well, what kind of investment we doing on the shoe game?
the shoe game is – I don't know how these kids figure out how to get the retros and the, I don't know how they –
Sneakers.
The internet
called
got,
GOAT, man.
The internet
it's
got
called
the,
GOAT.
The, you know, the internet got the world you-know-what upped.
GOAT, baby. Check out the app. I'm telling you. Get any sneaker you want.
A little secondary market action.
Come on, man. Yeah. Secondary market all day, every day.
Yeah. Believe me. If you want those,
all right, now you guys
you
talk basketball.
Kyrie's, boy. You better hit that secondary market.
How was your weekend, Max?
It was warm. It was hot in New York, but it was perfect where I was. Perfect. So I had to drive a little 2 hours outside of New York City, and boy, it was nice there. I think it's always better when you know everyone's suffering at the place you just left and you're comfortable. You know, somehow their suffering makes you enjoy your time more. Oh, I know they're sweating in the city, but not me. Yeah.
Selfish.
Yeah.
That's sweating if you're going to Rockaway Beach.
Makes you enjoy it more. No, not Rockaway Beach. But Jay.
Leave Rockaway Beach alone, man. We ain't do nothing to you.
Jay, getting back to the game, it looks like. I mean, the Mavs looked like they had a shot to win two consecutive games. They couldn't do either one. It looks like it's a wrap.
Like I said, it's the best team show in basketball. And everything from people that didn't believe in Stephen Curry to be top 10 when it's all said and done. Okay.
You mean Max?
In that direction. Yes. But I'm not looking at Max. I'm just saying people.
We're in the conference finals. Let's calm down and wait till he plays a team with a chance.
Yeah, because a lot of teams have been to the conference finals. And, you know, look, you had to average 28 in the conference finals. Fine, whatever you want to say. So you got that going on. You got Draymond Green who's directing the team. You got Clay who's coming alive when he's supposed to come alive. You got Andrew Wiggins who's posterizing Luka Doncic and shutting him down at the same time, even though he had 40 last night, wasn't into the fourth. And I will leave with this line. The fourth best player on Golden State will probably be the number two option for the Dallas Mavericks.
Maybe so the fifth best player, Jay.
So, I mean, if you, say Stephen Curry, say Jordan Poole, say Klay Thompson. If that's Wiggins, Wiggins would be number two option for Dallas. Dre would be the – if you want to say Dre's the fifth, whatever way you want to rank him.
He'd be the second best player.
Whatever way you want to rank him, doesn't matter. Will probably be the second best player for the Dallas Mavericks. So, I'm looking at Dallas and I'm saying, yeah, Luka scored 40. If you wake up, you see the box score. But, Key, a lot of that wasn't until late – a lot of that wasn't until the fourth quarter. And it almost seems like at a time, Luka becomes like a Slovenian version of James Harden where the ball just stays stuck in his hands. I'm like, yo, you got to move the ball. You got to move the ball. And I start thinking about what this Dallas team needs to be in order for them to get over the hump. But that sure as hell ain't happening this year.
Well, like I said last week when we were on here and Coach Seth Greenberg was on, I said he's a hot dog. He's like a hot dog, high school basketball. I'm going to show my stuff. He's good. But much like you said, the fourth quarter, when I'm looking at the 40 points, I'm like, okay, well, whatever. They shut it down in the fourth quarter. Golden State, they kind of, you know, they just kind of chilled. They were chilling, and then all of a sudden the lead kind of evaporated, and then they got going again. But the 40 points, just like, I don't know, for whatever reason, is slow, and it feels empty to me. It wasn't in the course of the game when it really truly mattered. And I know Luka, top scoring guy in the NBA and great passer and all the different stuff that you like to say. But I just don't feel right now he's given the Dallas Mavericks what they need in the most crucial times during the games in this series. Everything is late, and then you look at the box score and you wake up the next morning and you feel like, oh, he had just a hell of a game. You see, when you're trading off points to Wiggins, even though Wiggins is giving you points, he's dominating you on both ends of the floor on the entire portion of the game.
I don't. That's not the narrative about Lou, about Luka, in my opinion. Like, if people are going to –
No, that's mine. That's just
know,
the way I feel.
I feel like people are going to extract that from it. But what I'm saying is when you see Reggie Bullock, who played 40 minutes – and had 0 points, a donut, 0-10 from the three-point line.
Right.
Like, it goes to cast, right? So, yeah, I understand it's always going to come back to the star player's shoulders. You know, and Spencer did his thing last night. At times, I thought he was the best player on the court for them. But, like, it makes you think about the pace of the game. If they were to increase that, if Luka were to lose some weight, pass the ball ahead, another playmaker on the court, guys that can be there and are reliable when you need them to, that's what you need for him.
That all may be about Luka. To me, the question is, does he have James Harden disease or not? Meaning this incredibly dominant player who can monopolize the ball, keep you in the game, score in a million ways, great passer, the whole thing. But like when he's compared to Magic and Bird never monopolized the ball in a way that made the people around them worse. They always made the team around them better. They made the individuals around them function better. And I know you notice with Harden, back in the day, and now I'm seeing it with Luka. Why is it you go for 40 and then you look at the assist total, it's real low, and so some of the guys you needed aren't. Like when Brunson gets his, it's because he gets his.
It's simple, Max. He's a high school hot dog. Well, I don't understand why that's such a frown. A hot dog is a dude that dribble, dribble, dribble. Oh, I'm going to do it all by myself. I'm going to shoot. Get everybody else involved. If you're holding on to the ball as a point guard, and you know this, Jay, because you played the position at a high level at Duke and was the number two pick coming out in the draft. You facilitated the ball, but you also got yours. It doesn't feel like that's the case with him.
No, I'm with you. It almost seems like he has to play with an additional guard that can speed up the tempo of the game, and then he catches the ball secondary after a little bit of movement and into ball screen action. But he's still such a gifted passer, you don't want to take the ball out of his hands. There's a delicate in-between game. Well, with
but if he ain't giving the ball to somebody else, then what?
No, I hear what you're saying. Look, last night he had three assists. So I mean, but he also had some passes where guys just missed shots. Key?
True. That's very true. But in the end, when you only got three assists, as you know, Jay, then you look at that's not very productive.
They miss shots because you're
in
not
in terms of helping other people.
They can't get in a rhythm if they're not getting the ball a lot. They're more likely to miss
shots. I'm not
going
to allow y'all to come out with the narrative anymore and that it's all on Luka's fault.
I'm not, but
we're saying like the hot dog mentality is the thing that holds his team back.
Larry Bird had Dennis Johnson, to your point.
They got Magic a lot Johnson of had open looks last night.
Norm Nixon.
Reggie Bullock, 0 of 10, had some open looks. Oh, a lot of open looks now. Guys weren't making shots.
No, that's true
guys
also.
Are not
guys
shots.
Were missing a lot of shots.
I'm not sitting up here saying that Luka doesn't have any flaws. I'm just saying, like, everybody has flaws when it's all said and done, but the personnel that you have around your star player sure as hell hides a lot of flaws.
Why isn't anyone running to become the next head coach of the Lakers or Keyshawn Johnson? Is that a false narrative? We're about to talk about it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Key, you were at the NFL rookie premiere over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty cool, man. I went out on Friday. You know, it was a Friday-Saturday deal for these kids, and it's the NFL rookie premiere, and they're sponsored with Panini. Panini is a trading card company that a lot of the rookies get trading card deals when you first come out of college. So they had this deal, Jay, and I think they do it in basketball too. But, you know, they unveil the jerseys or whatever, and so I wasn't there to do it for free. I was actually there doing it, and the NFL PA puts it on. But as I was there and I was checking out these top 45 rookies, there's only 45 of them, and they're not all first-rounders. A lot of them, I would say a majority of them, were second, third-round picks at skill positions. And so I'm checking it all out, right? So I done starved myself because I had dinner later on that night with a bunch of friends, and I was, you know, at the party, and I'm looking at the food, nice spread together, right, a nice buffet. And it's got all the food. It got the roast, the turkey, the ham, all the, and people in line. And I said to myself, you know, we still are in a little bit of a pandemic. And then walking in that line with all the people breathing over it. And I said, is it any different? The breath so hot they could cook the meat. I said to myself, is that any different than the back of the house or the restaurant when your food comes out?
Oh, it's not. Especially when you all up on each other, right? Ain't no spacing on those lines. Everybody run up to the buffet together. I can't.
But is it any different than the cooks cooking the food, Max, in the back of the house?
I mean, look, the way I feel about it, in the best of times, I'm looking at buffets out of the corner of my eye like, I don't know, man. It's a lot of people with hands and breath and little spittle coming out by accident and stuff. That's key. That's in when people are supposedly healthy. I'm like, I don't know.
And I'm looking at it. The food was looking good, though.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to myself, well, I could starve myself for another 3 hours, or I could, I ain't going to do it because it'd be my luck. Something's in there that I don't need.
You didn't eat it?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
That's the thing, man. When it comes down to it, if my stomach's growling, I'm probably
going
to bite the
bullet. I wind up joining my friends at Tao, which, again, to me, is like a, I don't know, over-expensive P.F. Chang's, but that's just me.
Over-expensive P.F. Chang's. That's exactly where it is.
That's exactly
where it is.
Oh, 100%.
That martini costs $35. What is going on?
Man, you know, he won't be get started on that. But so the rookie premiere, it's pretty interesting, though. You get a chance to see some of the rookies, how much money they've already spent, you know, the gold chains on and all the different stuff. But, yeah, the food was interesting, man, as you walk down the line. I just wanted to know.
You got to wait for the money to hit your bank account before you can spend it. You know, we got to talk to our younger selves here.
And they unveiled all these guys' jerseys, which were cool.
Back in 10 seconds.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN2, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. It is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Guys, according to Woj, to Adrian Wojnarowski, Lakers head coaching finalists include Bucks assistant, lead assistant, I believe is his title, Darvin Ham, ex-Trailblazers coach Terry Stotts, and Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson. Lakers tried to interview Juwan Howard, and he declined. He's coaching his two sons, Jason Jett, in Ann Arbor, and obviously played at Michigan with Lakers GM Rob Pelinka, and by the way, with LeBron James in Miami toward the end. The Celtics had interest in Juwan Howard's career. The Celtics had interest in Juwan Howard a year ago, the Celtics did, before eventually hiring Ime Udoka, which I'd say so far has worked out pretty well. Jay, who's the best person for the Lakers job?
I would say it's Darvin Ham. I've known Darvin for a long time. He coached with the Lakers, went down to Atlanta, coached with Coach Budenholzer, came up, has worked with the bigs in Milwaukee. He is a leader of men. He is somebody that isn't afraid to say what needs to be said when it needs to be said. And it doesn't matter who you are. He has a presence about him. I know that because within the basketball community. But, you know, the interesting thing for the Lakers job is you had guys like, hey, where people think that it's going to be Doc Rivers. Obviously, he's located in Philly. You know, were there rumors circulating around Quinn Snyder, who's the head coach of the Utah Jazz? He allegedly has said, hey, he's not really interested. Juwan Howard, obviously his kids at Michigan coaching there, not interested. But what I've been hearing around the league is there's been a lot of hesitancy around the job due to a lot of the chaos that goes along within the front office. And so, look, I think it's one of these situations for Darvin. It will be the right job for him because he needs a job, and that's a legit opportunity to coach LeBron James, AD, and Russell Westbrook as they try to figure out what that personnel and what that roster looks like. But that's one hell of a job to have as your first job.
Well, here's what I would say. It's a good job for Darvin Ham. I think he's the best fit for the job out of all of them. Familiarity with the organization is a plus. I think that goes a long ways. But there's this notion that the Laker job is a poison pill and nobody wants it. And now they have to go to the B list. What I would question and raise is who are those that don't want the job? We mentioned Juwan Howard. Well, Juwan Howard's not going to leave his two sons at Michigan to be coached by somebody else. That's the reason they went to Michigan. So there's this notion that, well, he turned it down. Well, he's not leaving Michigan because of his kids.
Imagine
and he went
that
to
one.
Michigan.
Dad,
yeah,
you recruited
exactly.
us. So I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I know this happens sometimes
leave.
In college sports.
I mean, come
so.
On now. Seriously, how does that look, Jay, when your son goes to North Carolina State and the North Carolina State coach leaves and goes to take a job at another school? You'll be like,
Dad, you
Yo.
Sat in our living room and
exactly.
sold us a dream.
So you got that, right? Now you move on to some of the veteran coaches in the NBA. Philadelphia 76ers head coach Doc Rivers has a job that he's still on a mission to finish the deal. If he was let go like many predicted, including myself, then that job probably would have been very appetizing yeah. to him. Mark Jackson didn't get the job, or better yet, didn't get to be a finalist in the interview for whatever reason. So it wasn't that he turned it down, he didn't get it. So when we start breaking things, do we want to go back down the Mike D'Antoni route? Do we want to, like, who is there? You ain't going to Greg Popovich. You can't get Eric Spoelstra. Pat Riley ain't coming to coach. Phil Jackson is a million years old. So when you start looking at all the coaches in the landscape, the guys that are veterans that coach for teams that are under contract versus guys that are looking for their first head coaching job, Jay, you're not left with a lot.
Okay, I hear you, bro. You're talking about reality, but the perception is that, you know, 5 years ago, if you were to tell me that LeBron James was in a Laker uniform and they were in need of a head coach, I mean, you had everybody and their mom trying to position themselves for that job. So what happens is, you know, when you see names, and we talk about this a lot on the show, Key, retreads, right? Guys that you can microwave, put them back in the microwave, all of a sudden you're going to have them again. Like when you hear Kenny Atkinson's name or when you hear
Just
Terry
don't leave
Stotts,
them on too long.
It doesn't feel right. It feels like the name power should be more significant when involved with the Lakers' opportunity.
Yeah, I get it, but my whole question again, Jay, is what names, right? Other than a guy like
Sam Cassell.
Other than a guy like Jay Wright, right, who retired, stepped down at Villanova. Where are the names? Like, you're not going to
I think
try
those are two separate points, though, Key. You're making the point, look, the evidence doesn't line up. And, Jay, you're saying whether or not it does, what you're hearing is there is some sense that it's not a great job from coaches or coaching candidates around the league. And, Key, you're pointing out, yeah, but who really is turning it down would be a likely candidate.
And
I think those are both points can be true. My question is
– let me ask you this real question before you go, Max.
Go ahead.
Would you turn it down, Jay?
Well, I'm different, though, Key.
I'm saying first-time guy, they come to you. Think about the money. Just think about coaching opportunity for a team like the Lakers organization. Would you turn it down?
For my first job, that would be a really tough decision.
Here's the question.
I wouldn't just run to it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Max. I would have to legitimately think about it.
I would say this. We can pick it up later. But here's my question. I'll leave it open. Toward the end of Kobe's career, the Lakers were having a hard time giving their money away. But that's because Kobe was ball dominant and not quite what he used to be. But young stars knew, oh, damn, I'm going to Kobe's team. That's going to be a lot, and we might not win. Is some of the hesitance about the job, hesitancy, that LeBron is now at that point in his career, it's harder to win with him? They didn't make the play-in this year. I know he's been hurt a lot, but that's part of it, right? Or is it the front office turmoil? Which one, Jay, coming up, we're going to get into it, which one is the reason that it seems like coaching candidates, from what you're hearing, aren't racing to the Lakers? That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Is another title beginning to look like destiny for Steph Curry and the Warriors? Will he finally win a Finals MVP?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay is running the point. What you got, Jay?
Here we go. Let's start off. Yates, number five.
At five.
We really burning CP3's jersey out here? That's what we're doing? Key, we burning CP3's jersey at 37 years old? And coming off a hand injury, a quad injury, I know there's always some kind of injury. But, like, why is CP3 at the top of the conversation? Can we focus on D-Book? And D-Book is my man. I love Devin Booker. Dating Kendall Jenner. I saw pictures of you in Portofino at the wedding this weekend for the Kardashians. The Kardashians are undefeated, Key. They're undefeated.
What do you mean? When
just,
you say
every
undefeated.
Hooper that they touch, the game just seems to go downhill. And Kendall's the best one. She's the nicest one. I'm just saying,
When Jay's voice hits that octave.
But we're burning CP3's jersey. That's what we're doing. Come on. Come on, get over it. Next up. I'm done.
At four.
Yo, Warriors destiny. Key, every time these dudes win games and Steph puts up points, I think about grabbing my phone and texting Max. I'm like, oh, he's probably somewhere really comfortable, and I just can't wait. Steph, keep shimmying. Keep putting your tongue out to the crowd. Keep making threes because Max Kellerman's face is just burning.
Just do it in the finals. Head.
Oh, he'll do it, and he's going to be one of the greatest ever. And I'm just going to gloat, and I'm going to gloat, and I'm going to gloat to Max Kellerman and be like, I told you so.
Six times the charm.
Whatever you want to say. Yeah, that's what the same argument used against LeBron not being the greatest. Oh, he keeps getting NBA Finals. He just can't get there. Well, he keeps getting to the finals. He keeps getting there, damn it. Next up, Yates.
At three.
These Mavs fine. $175,000 is what the Mavs have been fined for standing up on the sideline. Or my guy Theo Pinson, North Carolina, one of his own, rocking a color shirt that is the same as the opposed. I mean, look, I'm not going to lie to you. The Phoenix Suns situation in their series, it was silly. Their teammates were standing on the sidelines as if they were participating on the court. But the fact is, just let these guys cheer. Key, you look confused, so let me explain it to you.
No. Okay. I'm good.
All right, you're good.
Sometimes
you give me the face, like where your nostrils flare up a little bit, like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm good. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening to you educate me along with the listeners that's driving in their vehicles to work about the situation. And it's very similar to the NFL where the referees are running down the sideline, and if you are in the box of the referee, mm-hmm. you could be, you know, you get the flag because they trip over you, fall, stumble. It affects the course of a game. So I get it.
Exactly.
I'm just listening intensely.
So all I'm saying is let these guys celebrate their team. Let them celebrate their team. Stop with the fines. Why are we focusing on the fines? We should be focusing that Dallas is getting their tail whipped and that they need some help and that Luka needs to pass the ball earlier. Next up, I'm done.
At two.
So not Marvin's Room, because that's a dope Drake song. You don't even know about that, do you, Max? I'm going to put you on.
I don't know any songs by name since CDs were out, Jay.
Cups of the Rose.
And even then, I just knew the number of the song.
Okay, I should call one to go home. Anyway, Darvin's Room. Here's what I'm saying. Darvin Ham is the guy for the Lakers job. Listen to me again. Darvin Ham is the guy for the Lakers job. I do not think the Lakers have the best opportunity for a coach to hit the ground running. But for a guy like Darvin Ham, who's been around the league for a long ass time, as a player, as an assistant coach, he has paid his dues. He is a leader of men. But I do not want this narrative to be when Darvin Ham gets the job, oh, he's going to be Ime Udoka. No. I'm not expecting Darvin Ham to take the Lakers to the Western Conference Finals in year one the way Ime Udoka has taken the Boston Celtics. There's a lot of retooling. I need to see a lot more moves, and I need more trust from the front office and ownership first before I can say Darvin Ham could be the guy to take them to that spot right out the gate. Just give him some time, Key. I think he's a guy, but it can't just be – it needs to happen yesterday. You need to set some expectations with Darvin Ham becoming the guy. That's me. And number one.
And running point.
I was saying on Friday, yo, for Bam Adebayo to take six shots in game two, you know, four shots. I'm like, what's going on here? He is another all-star. He needs to be aggressive. Well, guess what? When Kyle Lowry's on the court, he initiates fast break points after made shots, right? So in secondhand transition, kicking the ball ahead to Bam. Allowing Bam to attack Al Horford off the dribble. Allowing him, when he sees a Marcus Smart or a Jaylen Brown switch on him, punish him in the block. That's the kind of Bam Adebayo that we need. 30-plus points, being aggressive. A Marcus Smart team that where everybody is healthy for the Boston Celtics, and even with Jimmy Butler going out in the second half, Kyle Lowry being on the floor, Bam doing this thing. And we're not even talking about Tyler Hero. It's not showing up. Showing up.
Showed up.
Praise the Lord. Showed up. What? And they still got the win. That's the kind of play that you need from Bam.
Showed up.
And that's the kind of play you need from the Miami Heat. because this is going to be a series that goes to seven. And I corrected myself before you asses corrected me for me. Boom, dropping the mic. That is my top five. I don't even know what the name of the five it is anymore. But Kida Kardashian is just undefeated. Just can't, they can't lose.
Man, will you lead them? They had a great weekend as a family, man.
They had a great weekend.
Let them celebrate.
It was like a gothic kind of style.
Yeah, take over Portofino and allow them to just
up.
Invade Italy and do their deal. It's fine, man.
Evade? You say evade or invade?
I said invade. Evade.
Well, I think that analysis.
Oh, you
on
great
the last
English
one's
teachers over there.
Jeff. Yeah,
the King's English, as we call it. Key. No, is that a cough and a laugh?
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
Fix the cough, Max.
No, it's going to be with me for a while. I hear.
Jeez.
Come on, man. It's going around.
I don't know what's going around, but I sure
don't
need
it. I don't want it to go around me. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
It's all right.
Hey, this is just the mic you use when you're in New York.
Me.
Don't worry about
it. I'm with it every day.
Yeah, and every time I come back to the studio when I'm back there
Lysol.
Next week, I will certainly be Lysoling it to
smart.
Death.
Smart.
I need the Lysol, Paulie.
That's smart.
You need it out here ASAP.
I think the analysis on the last one, especially, Jay, is really interesting. So, Bam, having Kyle Lowry on the floor is the key to unlocking Bam in the series?
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, Key. Paulie's bringing me the last.
Don't spray that near me.
Max
though.
Got the cigarette.
No cigarettes here. Are you crazy? Hell no.
The teacher's cigarette thing.
No,
going
coffee,
on.
Like, yes.
Like
no cigarette.
I like Max's face when I do spray it because he gives me the look, why are you spraying that?
I'm telling marketer, Max. That's what you sound
first
like
of all,
a telemarketer.
I probably got this.
There's an exterior.
I probably got this from you.
It's like, what do you get? What do you mean get it from me?
You were having
a you're
gonna
sick
be one
in your
house.
You're going to try to blame me
that's
for
right.
a second. You have, I've never
that's
been
right.
sick.
Hold up. Key,
it's like the
why did I get this cold? And Jay's like, yes. Yeah, everyone in my house had it. And ran down the symptoms.
Key.
Ticked them off one after another, exactly on
it's
the money.
It's like the plexiglass that they got up at the restaurant. You know the one where it just goes up over and it's like, who is this protecting? I can put my arm around it. How is that protecting
like a buffet?
Anybody? It don't work. That's
what, oh, that's smart, God, actually.
What I need.
This is what I need next to Max.
That's actually
every
smart.
Day, my wife is pregnant, not trying to come home sick.
Man, y'all it's stupid. Man, this. Stop.
What are we doing?
Let's
here?
Talk about the game.
I don't
here.
Know. I can't even focus on the game. Max, take it away.
Max sound like the bill collector, huh? Hello.
I'm going to need that payment now, boss.
I'm trying to hide it in laughs. I think that is interesting. I'm trying to talk about sports a little bit at least. I think it is interesting that you're saying that the key to unlocking Bam is Kyle Lowry's presence on the floor?
Yes.
Okay, but see, just angle it underneath. Put the mic underneath.
Okay, like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Well, then I have to raise it up.
Yeah.
All I'm
now
saying,
my germs can get in there.
Yeah.
That's the
all
whole point.
All I'm saying, thanks for that, Paulie, sometimes when there is, like we talked a lot about Marcus Smart coming back, right, Key? And
yes.
How the Celtics went 50-50-90, shot 50% from the three-point line, 50% from the field, 90% from the free throw line. And when Kyle Lowry came back, like, a lot of times the easier buckets are things that Miami does not get.
Mm.
So it seems like a lot of times their half-court grind-you-out style shots become way more challenging and difficult. The degree of difficulty goes up exponentially. Whereas when Kyle Lowry's back on the floor, he makes the game simple. Even after a made shot, he pushes the ball down the floor, kicks it to Bam, lets Bam attack in secondhand transition. He gets you an easy little dime to somebody over the top for an easy dunk. He helps you in that way. And when Bam is aggressive, it opens up the floor for other players.
You know what I notice about these playoffs, guys? Like Lakers, Nets, the teams that went all in on a few singular superstars, right? Even like Dallas, who has one guy in Luka, it's actually the deeper, more diverse teams that are advancing, right? They can withstand injury more easily. You lose a real important piece like Kyle Lowry, but you have enough guys to keep treading water until he gets back, and then he does what you need him to do and sets off Bam. But you look at the teams that are advancing. The Warriors are probably deeper now than they've ever been in terms of, you said, they have, even if they don't have the best player in the series, or Steph is one and Luka two, or Luka one and Steph two, they got the next five guys, right? The deep, diverse teams, Celtics, Heat, Warriors, are the teams, you know, doing their thing in these playoffs.
Well, most of those teams, though, Max, that you just mentioned, they kept their core to a degree together. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Smart, Brown, Tatum, those guys have been there. They've been to several championships. Eastern Conference Finals to get. So they've been there, right? When you start to think about what you're right, it feels like a team like the Lakers. Oh, we're going to mix things up and get some more. The Clippers, oh, we got Paul George, but we don't know where Kawhi Leonard is at. What we still got to mix some stuff up. And you start to look at it, but the teams that are in the playoffs that are making nice runs, their core has been together. They're not going out there and making household changes. The Miami Heat aren't making household changes. That core group from 2 years ago in the bubble is still there with them right now in the day. So I think that's something to be looked at, to be learned from some of these teams. The Golden State Warriors, for instance, their core group is still together of their last championship of, what was it, 3 years ago?
Yeah, and they and now they add, by the way, we're not even talking about a guy like Kuminga. You know what that's going to be in 2 years? They reload, they restock, they add to what they have. They have multiple pieces that can help them. If one guy goes down, they have another guy to step up. It seems to me like the NBA is going to, I don't know how much longer it's going to be. Oh, yeah, we can attract this one superstar and then go grab another superstar. It does not seem to be working that way recently.
And also, I mean, Boston has won 10 out of the 12 quarters that these teams have played, yet they're down 2-1. Like, think about that. So when you think about the resolve of Miami, even though Miami in the first half came out, with the first game and blitzed them early, because Kyle Lowry was effective and Bam Adebayo was attacking off the dribble and being aggressive. Like, Boston made a legit run, and Jimmy Butler wasn't in the game, but Miami sustained the run and found a way to win the game down the stretch. Kyle Lowry made a steal down the stretch that was like a simple inbound pass. So, like, it was like 48 to 49 seconds left to go in the game. I think Boston was down 6 or 7, Key. And literally, Grant Williams just inbounds the ball, throws a nonchalant pass, and Kyle Lowry's head is on a swivel, just turns around, comes back, gets a quick steal. Those are the type of veteran plays that championship experienced players make in those moments that solidify games. They solid games.
The road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter.
I was laughing, Jay, because you had the shield on, and the first time I saw that shield was with the young lady that used to date or hang out with Donald Sterling, the former Clipper owner. Yeah. You know, you remember that, right, Max?
The deal. Yeah, with that.
And this was so long ago.
That didn't work out well.
Anyway, The Ultimate Fighter's in its 30th season. I'm Donald Sterling? No, it's not good. Stream
oh,
the season.
Oh, God,
that's
like, you're that nobody bad. Even-
Yeah. Well, that talk about germ spreading.
Why would you take it there?
Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com.
The Cleveland Browns are trading with the Houston Texans and acquiring quarterback Deshaun Watson.
I am totally fine with putting this guy on board as your quarterback.
Okay.
I will root for this quarterback because I can separate the moral from the football player.
So, Key, Jay, defensive end Jadeveon Clowney has agreed to re-sign with the Cleveland Browns on a one-year deal worth a maximum of $11 million after having one of his best seasons with the franchise. Sources confirm this to ESPN. Clowney finished with 9 sacks, 2 forced fumbles for the Browns last season. Playing opposite Myles Garrett doesn't hurt. Obviously, also, you know, they got 2 guys selected number 1 overall. Garrett has paid more dividends than Clowney, but Clowney has done his thing at times. Key, are the Browns legit Super Bowl contenders this year?
Absolutely they are. I picked them to win the division, even with the potential of Deshaun Watson missing some time and Jacoby Brissett taking over for them. I said this when they first signed Deshaun. I said, they're going to win the division. And everybody says, well, you don't know how many games he's going to be out. No, I don't. But when you look at the history and you go back and look at some of the sort of situations that occurred in the National Football League and you look at the suspensions, 8 games reduced to 6 and things of that nature, you start to say, okay, if Jacoby Brissett can somehow keep everything together, then this team defensively can hold the fork down until Deshaun comes back and plays at a very high level. You mentioned the defensive side of the ball and 2 number 1 overall picks in Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett. That is very true, Max. But here's what is also true. If that defense can play to its potential, it can be one of the top 3 to 4 defenses in all of the National Football League next year. Not only do they have those two guys as top picks, you also got to look at other players, and Denzel Ward was a top 4 pick. Then you got to look at other guys that have been there that were top picks for that team. The Greedy Williamses of the world, the Delphonts of the world. Those guys come to the party and come to play. That defense could make some noise.
How many games does Deshaun Watson have to play, Key, for you to say, yes, they can win the division, right? Like, how many games does he have to play this year? 17-game season nowadays, obviously.
I would say 10.
He's got to play in 10.
He's got to play in at least 10 for them to win the division.
That's an interesting number, Key.
Let's just say the wheels fell off, Jay, mm-hmm. and they went 0-7. And then he came back and they won 10.
Yeah.
They make the playoffs as a wild card. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of looking at it that way, even though to me that's unrealistic. I think if they split the 6 to 7 games, you know, I think they'd be good. 3-4, 4-3, I think they'd be good.
It's just, you know, look, I always go back to, even though Baker Mayfield had his challenges, I saw him as a bridge quarterback. It's crazy the conversation that's happened around Cleveland over the last 3 to 4 years where it seems like it's a free agent destination. It feels like that's where people want to go and play, Key. Even retention, right? Like retaining, you know, players around them. Like, so for me, watching him, it's Deshaun Watson, that's Jacoby Brissett, you know, helping them out along the way until you get Deshaun Watson back, Amari Cooper being there, Myles Garrett, with Jadeveon Clowney, what that defense looks like. We're talking about Cleveland as a place like, yo, people want to go rock out in Cleveland. Like the gear, the swag, it just feels like this transformation has happened. I started talking about last year, I thought expectation was for them to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, it didn't pan out because of injuries and things of that sort. But we have been talking about the Browns for the last couple of years as that team in the NFL.
Well,
you know, Max and Jay, it's interesting that a guy like Deshaun Watson, with everything swirling around him from a civil standpoint in his lawsuits that he's facing right now, I think it's 22-23, that he's facing, he's still able to somehow galvanize his teammates, his new teammates, and get them to kind of, I don't want to say rally around him, but make them feel whole to the point where he can put them on a plane, take them to the Bahamas, be mm-hmm. this leader, this captain, this sort of kind of guy that makes them believe that they're going to head in the right direction. I mean, you didn't see Baker Mayfield taking – put his team and take him to the Bahamas and do all those sort of things. I never heard of it or seen it. Now he comes into a new locker room and he's doing things that wasn't done before.
What's interesting to me about your saying that he needs to play 10 games for them to win the division is that means the fine or the suspension can't be over 7. And what I keep reading, at least, is 6 games, 8 games. Is it going to be 6 games, 8 games? So if the under-over is 7, for your prediction to come true, so if the suspension is 8 games, that's really bad news for the Browns. If
oh,
it's
yeah.
6 games,
yeah.
they're good, right? Like, you feel confident in them still. That
yeah.
is interesting because you pinpointed the exact over-under of the suspension.
Well, the team out of the division – the team out of division lost 7 games last year and went to the Super Bowl.
What kind of team does the Mavs have to put around Luka for them to win a championship? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.